Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends. This is ACB Live. This is Happy Hour. I'm so excited tonight, of course, as always, to be with you and sharing a very unique, personal, and phenomenal friends in the world of wine. Today, we are blessed with the princess, the empress of Japan. We've been friends together, I'm afraid to say, from over 25 years, a quarter of a century. Yumi Tanabe was born in Ikeda, in that fabulous region that makes great wines in the heart of Japan. In fact, her father was one of the first to start a winery in the history of Japan. She was raised with a bottle of wine on the table, whether from Burgundy, from Bordeaux, from Napa Valley, or Sonoma. She learned the essence, the true, absolute essence of what wine is all about. She started a wine school as early as 1992, the Yumi Tanabe Wine School. And she became very successful to bring thousands of great wine enthusiasts to the world of wine. Sommelier, food and beverage director, and even more at large consumers who loved wine. In 2009, she received from the French government the famous medal of the Order of Mérite, the finest medals you could get as far as an entrepreneur in wine and really recognizing the wine culture. In 2013, after all those amazing achievements, she started as a woman entrepreneur the famous Sakura Award, which becomes today, one of the key awards that really vouch the credibility, the authenticity, and the beauty of all wine. Beyond everything else, she's a fanatic of cheese and food, and everything she does is done in amazing style. Dear friends, I'm very pleased today to introduce the wonderful, the famous, the irresistible, the charming, and one of my dear friends, Yumi Tanabe! Bonjour, Yumi! I'm so excited. You are in beautiful Tokyo! Yumi, this is all about you tonight. We need sound. And this is all about the celebration between our love of life, our love of friendship, and our love of wine.
Woo! Wonderful!
Yumi, for you and our friendship, we can only open the best of the best, our latest 7 years old, disgorged, Passion Collection. And guess how I served it? In your beautiful gift, one of the most amazing decanter. You know, you've given me so many gifts over the years, Yumi. I have to honor them drinking wine with. And look at this one that you gave me from one of the most amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cheer to you.
Look at all. How about that? Wonderful, wonderful.
So Yumi, you're in Tokyo. It's around 10 p.m. your time. And you party all night always.
Yeah.
Where are you tonight? Tell us.
Yeah, now I'm in a sushi bar near my office. It's called Akasaka. That Akasaka is the location of the Capitol Hill. You know, so conference. So now I show you that for the big boss of sushi bar.
Now, what? Fantastic.
It's a very traditional sushi bar. It's very, for the very small, only 10 people can sit. And then he's a second generation of sushi bar. And then he's one of the best sushi chef for me. So almost for the very often I be here. So now I'm very happy to be here to share with Jian Xiao. Yeah, because you know, you remember how many sushi you eat forever?
Forever, 60, 70, 80 pieces. I can never stop. So maybe, Yumi, you tell us a little bit about the history of sushi bar in general, because you mentioned second generation, and we're going to talk obviously about you and your incredible lineage from wine to sake to agriculture. Explain all of us the dynasty of sushi bar in Tokyo and in Japan in general, because second generation is amazing. So from father to son to daughters, they continue the recipes.
Yeah. Actually, the sushi is the starter for the period of more than 400 years ago in this area in the Tokyo, because of the sushi is like easy, like your sandwich used to. Easy to eat by hand, not necessary to use a chopstick, you know, more, how to say, casual one. And then nowadays that we have the very, because of the Tokyo is very close to the sea, actually. And we can get a lot of the fresh fish here in Tokyo. And then there's a very famous that fish market. It's called the Tsukiji, one of the touristic area near the Ginza. And then they got a nice, you know, that for the, like today, I you know, because of the, I selected this bar, sushi bar, because of that, for the sushi is so popular for the Japanese, not only Japan, but also all of the world, you know. Yeah.
The best of the best. Uh-huh. I will never forget, Yumi, when we, maybe 15 years ago now, we toured the incredible fish market that you heard. I think we went at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we saw that it was amazing, from tuna to salmon to, you know, all the incredible, you know, bountiness of the ocean. So I'm so excited you're going to have sushi tonight at the same time as we're going to have a conversation.
And then now later, I'm trying to get your wine. Yeah. And then
the JCB81, of course.
Yeah, got a diamond trophy for 2 years ago by Sakura, Japan Midwine Awards. So I'm very happy. This bottle might be the very, for the good pairing with sushi. Okay? So.
I would love it. So, well, Yumi, we need to make it.
Yeah, I would like to invite you.
Yeah, please serve it. I'm going to serve passion as well. You do 81, I'm going to do passion. And why passion tonight, Yumi? It's in honor of our friendship together. For all those 30 years, I'm afraid to say sometimes, because you have represented one of the most iconic, irresistibly passionate, and so inspirational lady in Japan and in Asia. So maybe, Yumi, tell us a little bit about where you grew up, and how you grew up in Japan.
Okay. I was born in a very small town, very, very small one. And then that it's in Hokkaido Island, and that for the Northern Island in Japan, and very big island. And, you know, actually 150 years ago, the area, the island is not part of Japan. So no Japanese lives. And then that many people move up to this island to start some agriculture. So my hometown is very famous for the dairy, you know, lot of cow and the dairy food and potato. We grow a lot of potato and wheat, something like that, you know. So it's a very different product we have.
Compared, so you were in touch with the land very early on in your life.
And then that when I was 10 years ago, my father was only 37. Only 37. He became to the mayor of this small town, And this town, actually the very, you know, so the very poor town. So he decided to do, start something new industrial. I mean, not in new, start a new product. And then he loves wine quite a lot. He built France. Actually, he was, you know, born your area, you know, your hometown area, born.
Burgundy, France.
Burgundy, yeah. Bourgogne and born. And he met a mayor of the Bourgogne for a long time ago. And then they talked a lot. And when he back to my hometown, he decided to start a wine business.
So that's still amazing.
So he decided to make a big winery. And then this winery actually is still belong to the town. Because my father is not enrolled, not grower. My father was a politician. So after 20 years, you know, that winery is getting bigger and bigger and very well known in the Japanese market. And then the town, poor town, becomes the rich town. So that's my father. But myself, so I start to drink wine, like you, you know, when I was...
You were a little baby.
Yeah, a baby. I taste.
We love it. So he was... Yumi, he was incredibly entrepreneurial in an organized society, in an organized agricultural world. Mm-hmm. He broke all the standards and said, we in potato land should plant grapes. That's amazing. And how did it go? How did the region develop so well?
Oh, because he was born in this small town, the town.
Yes.
And then, but he that for the origin, he come from the for the near the Kyoto. So he's my father's grandfather moved from the Kyoto to near the Kyoto to Hokkaido to start a new life, to find a new land. Same as the European people moved to the United States to find a new land. So something like that. Anyway, that area is very quiet and countryside, and then but myself and my family loves wine quite a lot. Then that of course, but when I was I'm not so interested in the wine business that time when I was a child, because I like mathematics.
Mathematics, of course.
Yeah, mathematics.
Your brain works so fast. I see that.
So I studied the mathematics in my university.
That's amazing. So you went from science all the way to wine. And I have a young lady tonight who wants to say hello. And I think you know her very well as well. We were debating who met each other first. And I think she has a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at this beautiful lady who's coming.
Gina!
Because she has a lot of passion to share too. And Gina, dear friends, delighted because this is the trifecta. The most amazing influence is right here. Yumi Tanabe, Gina Gallo, and the humble Jean-Charles Boisset with two women he loves. And he admires immensely for so many different reasons. And I think, Yumi, Gina wants to ask you a question which is so important. Okay. And I cannot imagine whether it's Gina growing into a man's world or it is you in the Japanese society that is very man-oriented, making sake, all kinds of different beautiful products from Sochu and others. Mm-hmm. Gina has that same question I asked her not too long ago.
No, because Yumi, you were such an inspiration for me when I went to Tokyo for the first time, and you helped me do one of my presentations, and I was just mesmerized by you. But at the same time, I was mesmerized that, similar to my world, there was not very many men or women in the whole wine world. in Tokyo. You were like the first starter, the leader to bring women into wine in Tokyo, and a educator. So I guess, because I get that question a bit, what was it like to start that way? How did it feel? How did you overcome any challenges? Or was it just great because, you know, you have a strong father and mother.
I'm the very, you know, that similar that to Gina also, that, you know, you had a lot of passion for the wine business too. So we know that we understand each other very well, you know.
Very
so
well.
One of us met you at the first time for the business of the Garo to promote Garo wine in Tokyo. We had a very, you know, so I got a lot of passion from you. So, you know, okay, with that, Giancarlo, bye-bye.
That is interesting. So
you don't need me in this interview. I'm disappearing. I'm going to do But be careful, I'm going to be resurrected as my favorite flower. Of course, the orchid.
You are very kind. So, okay, you can stay. You are so kind. You are very kind. You can stay.
Okay. I put my favorite flowers for you, the orchids, the hydrangea, which comes from Japan originally, because the Japanese, mm-hmm. you know, knew how to nurture the best flowers. So let's answer Gina's question.
Thank you very much for the beautiful question, Gina. And then that as I told you that I studied management, but for the my university is founded by women. And she was in the United States when she was only 5 years old by herself without parents for 20 years in the United States to study. And when she back to Japan, he decided to create, founded a university by herself. So he's very fashion, she's very famous, and she's in Japan and very fashionable. I mean that for the fashionable ready. So when graduate university, I thought I have to do something. You know? So and then luckily I married with my husband, as you know, and then we stayed in the United States for a couple of years. And then to Cornell, New York, Cornell University in New York. Then, as you know, the Cornell is very well known at the hotel administration. Then I took a wine course because I love wine.
And how old were you? How old were you at that time? How old were you at that time?
Oh, when I was in 26 or 27.
Amazing.
Yeah. Then I'll be back.
It was only 4 years ago, really, when you think about it. For sure.
So thank you. And then that I'll be back to Japan. And my husband is working for the Federal Bank of Japan. He's a, banker. Okay. I decided to work for the wine. That time that for the wine consumption in Japan is very small, almost nothing. So I thought, I have to educate the people who work for the restaurant, who
yes.
work for the wine trading. You know. So I decided
And Yumi, not to interrupt because I am a little bit, but you did that. How was it as a woman to do this, and how were you perceived? Because that's about the time I met you. So tell us about that journey, very interesting in your life.
Because at that time, the women is very, it's not strong in the wine industry. I mean, that alcohol industry. But I'm not only the women. I'm human being.
Exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thinking, you know, for my life, I decide what I want to do. That's all. And I like the education. educated people, because of that, you know, if I'm not wine business, maybe I'm teaching mathematics in the high school or junior high school. It's one is the same. I teach mathematics or wine.
Is there actually, Yumi, a relationship? I've never asked that question to anyone. I'm the worst in mathematics. You got to realize, if I get an F, I'm very lucky. So is there a relationship between mathematics and wine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's both very logical. Don't you think so?
No,
the wine?
Of course, if you say so, I think so.
Yeah. And also very the mathematics true. Is that the study of the mathematics is very romantic.
Oh, so I've never looked at it this way, but, you know, maybe I'm going to rethink my mathematics classes. And Yumi, why don't you serve yourself a glass of wine as we talk, because your mouth must be very dry.
Stop. Freezing. Okay. Wait. Freezing. Is this okay?
Yeah, yes. We're back. We're good.
Okay.
So maybe woman and wine and mathematics, woman and wine.
Yeah. So and for me, that for the, you know, with that logical, I mean, for the study, physical study, to make a wine is very science. So without science, you cannot make a good wine. But also for passion, you need to make a good wine. So it's a balance of more, you know, logic and passion. I mean, heart and more, you know. So that is a combination. It's very important to make a good wine. So, and also and the other reason that I thought I need educated people in Japan, because of the, you make a so beautiful wine, you know. Then we are not wine producing country. We import 95% of the wine we consume here. That's imported. So you make so beautiful wine and beautiful things, but nobody know how wine are so beautiful, so good taste, and so suitable for Japanese food. So that education is very important.
But Yumi, let's be very straightforward. You are a pioneer. I can't even imagine, because it takes a lot of courage. And I love what you say. I didn't look at it as a woman or a man. I looked at it as I was human. Why couldn't I do this? Because I fell in love with it when I was, you know, in America. I think it's amazing. And when I met you, I felt that energy and I felt that inspiration, because we just connected very quickly. And you really supported what I was doing. And I was nervous. My first time to Tokyo, first time to Japan. And you took me under your wing, and we're going to do this. Don't worry. I got the translation. I know the wine. You just speak English, and I'm going to do it. And I was, you know, because it's not easy. And you just made me feel comfortable doing my talks and my little lectures that I did, because we're there at my shoulder and my side to translate all of it. So I'll never forget those days. I love them. Loved them. My first experience.
Oh, it's too much. Thank you very much. I'm very, you know.
No.
So Yumi.
Crying.
I'm crying, and I'm jealous, because I think you see my husband more than I get to see you.
Always. Yumi, you know, you're a great inspiration to me, to my sister, to my lovely wife, to so many women. What advice would you give to women in general, in Japan, of course, but around the world, who wants to get into the world of wine? And who wants to feel comfortable about wine? What's your recommendation?
For side of the women, that for the factor important to have a good life is that to find a good partner at first. And also that for the, yeah, So, you know, women is women anyhow for the physical. I am not strong enough like men. But for the mind, is that better than the men. what we should think about is how don't try to fight with men. No? As I told you, it's we are same. We live in the same world, same place. So very important things for me is support each other. If I'm not enough to do something, why don't ask the men? No? So women, sometimes women are better to cooking, but we cannot be the big chef because of the big pie is so heavy. And, you know, so we are very good cooker in the home, but you know, sometimes not in the restaurant. So
you think we complement each other as men and women in the wine world in many ways.
That kind of mind is very important.
Exactly. And you meet another question, as Gina is still with us for a few moments. You are an amazing wine taster. I'd like you to give us three words for the JCB 81 and tell us as well why women have an amazing place at the table to taste wine and inspire people on wine. Because you know what I think? You've met my mother, you've met my sister, you've met obviously my irresistible wife and my daughters. Mm-hmm. You understand why women taste so well. So explain us all that.
Yeah, because of that, for the palate of the women. Women can get a more sensitive taste. It's a, you know, DNA. Because of the women grown children, baby. So we have to check everything. This is good or not for baby. Okay? We give the milk to the children, baby.
Yes.
So we must our how to say palate or the taste must be more sensitive than men. Do you agree?
Yes,
I fully agree. Gina, okay. What do you think?
Okay. So and then also that for the mainly we cook in the home. Okay, home cooking is more, how to say that, sensitive than cooking in the restaurant. Taste of the restaurant is not every day's taste. This is men's taste. The home cooking is women's taste.
Oh, very interesting approach.
I love that.
I would agree with you because in my home, when I was growing up, my mother was the chef, and I have her taste. In our home today, Gina is by far the chef, and I have her taste. So it's very true. I've never looked at it that way. Yumi, it's a very interesting perspective. We have a woman's taste.
Well, it's a good home-cooked meal is very comforting.
So that's for the meal, for the originary. Women have a very sensitive taste than the man. And then for the, how they say, the house cooking is delicate than the restaurant. Of course, restaurant cooking, I mean, for the cuisine, the restaurant is a much higher position than the home cooking. But home cooking is very important to grow the taste of the children. So mother's taste, it depends on the mother. If you have the very good cooker, your mother is very good cooker, you will be, or I will be the better taste.
Hello? So true.
I love it. You know, we've talked so much about those topics and we've never heard you presenting it that way. And I will raise my glass to you. So Yumi, describe your wine. in three words, and I'm going to get Gina to describe that one in three words. So we're going to have equal balance between you in Tokyo. Describe your JCB 81 in three words.
Uh-huh.
Tell us what you think about your glass of wine.
Okay. So this cabinet has a very good balance between that fruitiness and something for the food, you know, in the body taste. So because of this grape is very high intense of the fruit. So it's not fighting with the wood barrique. It makes balance.
Are you feeling a little bit of what the Japanese taught me 25 years ago as I came to Japan, the very famous, eventually to be discovered, umami taste, which comes in the middle of your tongue. Mm-hmm. It's not about the fatness. It's not about the bitterness, the acidity, the salt, the sugar. Mm-hmm. It's the umami. Are you feeling umami?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. That umami is you know, component of the all of the component in the wine makes umami.
Not can you scream the umami for me?
Pardon?
Umami! Umami! Let's scream umami together.
Yeah.
One,
umami.
Two, three. Umami! You know, Yumi, I need to tell you, you were the one in your first book, that incredible book you wrote, who taught me, and I believe it was in 1999, about umami. And since then, I never forget. And I had with you, I would have given you a confidence, maybe in the beautiful sushi restaurant we're in. You took me with your lovely husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jean-Francois and myself, we were there together. And you had sea urchin as a sushi. And then we had a sequence of amazing pieces of sushi. And you said, Josh, and I think you had sea urchin, and then you had a quail egg on top, and you said, open your mouth, and you put that amazing, here we go. We are excited. What are we flying to see you in Tokyo? So you remember, you put it on my mouth, and I think the quail egg slowly but surely trickled down, you know, as we make wine, you know, kind of a, you know, soaking process. And I fell the quail egg with the, you know, the urchin, and it was like, and you said, Jean-Charles, this is umami.
Yeah, because
of
umami, that's for the mineral. And amino acid is very important component for the woman. So we Japanese understand what mineral, what amino acid when I was studying. So this is the, you know that for the dashi, you know dashi? It's a soup, Japanese soup, okay? So it's called dashi. It comes from the seaweed, and the dry made dressing. And then it comes the mineral and bring the mineral and the amino acid. So umami. Anyhow, that I'm going to eat.
You are welcome to eat at the same time. You're making us envious to be with you and to toast with you. So I'm going to ask, meanwhile, you have the food, Gina. You are my lovely wife. Gina Gallo makes wine for the most incredible historical wine, winery, and family in the history of America. Gina, tell us about this incredible wine. I hope passion. You find it incredible. We're trying JCB Passion, and we're going to go to Burgundy, Yumi, shortly. But I want Gina, she's with us. She's going to tell us about what she thinks about the famous JCB Passion, which is a blend from Napa Valley of some of the most incredible Cabernet Merlot, a little Petit Verdot, all the great grapes. So, Gina.
Well, Yumi, and all the guests that are watching, I get this, first and foremost, a black currant, the small berries, like when you're a child and you harvest out in the wild, when you're picking and making berry jam or loganberry jam, things like that. Where you get a little bit of the pit, you get a little bit of the seed that gives it a pop, has nice acidity. Also, what else am I getting in here?
And umami in it.
Umami for sure. And she's going to get it with a little French kiss right now. The French kiss really helps to get the wine through the mind and the emotions.
I do get the umami as well because it's kind of that savory, the mouth-watering, right? It's, you want to go back and have another sip. And this one has it, but it's very focused, which I love, and very bright. Mm. So very soft in the tannins.
Mm. So Yumi, a very important question for all of us in America, in the world in general, and in Europe, we love Japanese food, of course.
Thank you.
And we love sushi. So I'm going to go back to the SUM Association in a moment, but I want to ask you, as you just had the sea urchin, how do you recommend to all of us, you know, learning about sushi the right way, how do you pair wine with sushi?
I believe that we have a lot of the ingredients we use for the sushi. And then in the case, of course, the white wine is easy to, how to say, pairing with the sushi, any sushi. So, and then, but also that for the red wine, especially Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is good for tuna, toro. So can I open your bottle of the...
Yes, open.
Open, Yumi, be wild.
So, Yumi. I open this bottle.
Of course.
I'm trying to eat with a toro.
Oh.
We are jealous.
Tuna.
So Yumi, you know, you have had an incredible influence, not only through consumers in Japan and more, but as well, the Sommelier Association. Mm-hmm. Would you please tell us all the things you do with the Sommelier Association in Japan and its evolution? Because I'm very impressed by the knowledge, the sense of wanting to learn, and the educational level of all the sommelier that you started.
Yes. That's the Sommelier Association in Japan is so big. I mean, they work very hard. And then there is a member, is more than 10,000. You know, 10,000 members.
That's amazing.
In the Sommelier Association in Japan.
Fantastic. And you started it.
Oh, I help her in that. I'm not you know, that for the member of the board, but for the, you know. So Sommelier Association is very, how to say that, Sommelier Association they started, they give that for the certificate. They give the diploma as a sommelier. So the people who are working for the wine, the restaurant, take an exam to pass the very, very difficult exam. And then the sommelier can get a diploma by Sommelier Association. I'm very close to the Sommelier Association. Then I start a wine school. Because of that, I told you that in the first for the education. So many people in Japanese, I mean, Japanese sommelier has a lot of the knowledge because of the sommelier association and because of the wine school, like I do. So Japanese people like education. And then
such a great example for the world. Yeah.
So that so many people to can explain what kind of wine this is, how important for the Côte de Roche. It's a very small area and top of the that for the wine and also that wine. Yes.
But before we go to the wine, you mean you have so many great ladies.
A lot of ladies in this school.
Who are great sommeliers like you, Gina, as well, as a winemaker and sommelier.
So,
you mean?
So yes, please.
No, I'm sorry, please.
No, I just for the my impression of this wine, because of this wine has a very, for the deep color as a Pinot Noir. So, very clean, but very deep, and for the nice color. And when I smelled it, this is more, how they say, complicated. Not only the fruit or the smell, but also cedar or nutty or something like that. And the tobacco, lot of tobacco smell. So I love it. Yeah. And when the taste, this taste is for the completely.
Sorry.
Umami.
Umami.
Yeah.
You promise.
That's the theme.
Because can I open the bottle for my wife? Because if not, she may divorce me.
We share. Same bottle.
She gets very tough on Burgundy too. So we never know.
And then, for this bottle is my dream. Because of that, when I was with 7-8 years ago.
Yes.
Zhang Xiao asked me, this barrique, for the piece, is for me. So,
absolutely.
So Zhang Xiao selected this bottle for my memory. This is very important wine. Now I have kept this bottle nearly 200 in my cellar. So thank you, Zhang Xiao.
I love it.
Well, you the kindness. So it was Yumi's dear friends. What life is about is very important. Yumi, Gina, and I, and Yumi's husband, and my sister, and Jean-Francois, and many of us have built this friendship since day one with Yumi, 30 years ago. And we're so fortunate. And Yumi celebrated a great birthday, and she said, I want Claude La Roche.
Yeah.
Which we're having tonight. And she said, Jean-Charles, you need to make sure I can get 300 bottles. Because I have a lot of friends.
Thank you.
I have a lot of family.
Yeah.
And I come from wine.
Nice.
We make 600 bottles. She got half of the production.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Something.
Beautiful wine. Then, so now can I taste the tuna? For the toro?
It's the toro. Well, I love the association of Pinot Noir and a very rich, oily fish. I want to ask you a question, Yumi. And you've explained so well, sushi. You are an entrepreneur, present term, and you decided sommelier association was a great start, but then Japan needed an authority to judge on quality of wine and medals and awards. I was so excited.
Thank you.
Over 15 years ago when you said, I'm going to start exactly Sakura. So please tell the world, Japanese lady, mathematician, daughter of a winemaker, became a winemaker, created the Sommelier Association, and in addition, inspired thousands of women in Japan, and now starts Sakura Award.
Yes, thank you very much to talk about the Sakura Award. It's my passion. There are many sommelier, women sommelier in Japan, and wine journalists and wine educate women. But they're just, So I want to create something to build the business together. Then also that we have the very different palate as yours because of that we grown up Japanese food, umami or some delicate things, bit different as yours. So wine is not only the drink. Wine must be with food. Food with wine. Wine with food is very important. So I decide, I'm thinking, what we can do for among the women the palate. So I decide finally, I find out, okay, we select the wine, our palate, not your palate, not men's palate. Japanese women's palate are different as others. So I decide, okay, we do. And also that I want to promote more wine in Japanese market. Still, yes. Our consumption is
thank
very
you.
Small.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Je vous en prie.
Merci beaucoup.
Avec plaisir. for drive the consumption in Japan is education and also we show what wine should be on the table in Japan.
That's right. Very important.
Japanese, this bottle, for example, this is Diamond Trophy, 3 years ago, okay?
Yes.
This bottle was selected by Japanese women. Why? In the market, all of the Japanese market loves this wine.
My heart is accelerating.
You love yourself, yourself. So this wine is very suitable for Japanese food. And then they buy, if there is a medal seal on the top. Oh, okay, this wine was selected by Japanese women, Japanese professional women. Okay, I'll take from the share in the wine shop or something like that. And then they start to enjoy the wine and then driving that wine consumption and also the wine culture. Very important for the wine culture. Still, that in Japan we don't have the wine culture, but for the Sakura Award, for more wine culture and more easy to take a wine in the home or in the restaurant, something like that.
So you may explain when people see the wine in a store or in a restaurant or the wine list. There is that fantastic symbol that you created, only you, the Sakura Award, and people feel comfortable, confident, and authentically comfortable to order it, even though they don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That you said, the seal is selected by the Japanese women. I don't know this wine, but might be good for our taste because we have the more or less the same palate, same taste. So don't worry about that. Even though it's a little bit expensive, $50, something like that.
Yes.
But don't care. Okay, it should be nice because it was selected by the Japanese professional women. wine professional women. Why not? Something like that. So, easy to say.
It is so impressive. I want everybody who is listening and who is with us to understand how amazing and incredible woman you are, what you've done, being born in the wine world, attracted with mathematics. Finally, you got back to reason. You got back to wine. Inspiring sommelier the trade, inspiring consumer the Sakura Award, and really building this phenomenon. I want to ask you another question. As I asked my lovely wife, you've done so much in your life, and you need another bite. I agree. You need another bite. Yumi, you've achieved so much. What is next for you to do within the world of wine? What is your next step?
Wow. I want more
inspiration.
No. So now for the, I work for the little bit for, to help for the winery in Japan. And very important to having that for the Japanese domestic wine is very, very still nothing. And I don't care about the volume. But for the quality of Japanese wine, getting better and better, I'm sure wine consumption, totally, wine consumption is growing up to Japanese market. So now a little bit support for the grower in Japan, and grower and the winery in Japan. So I want to keep this job, and also, what we should do is more. I really that for the grown up this wine competition more and more bigger. Now we have that 4,000 entry. Thank you very much for the Gina and the Zhang Xiao to select a good wine for our roots. And then that I still this is just 7 years finish. So my dream becomes to keep this competition forever.
Yes.
Is that
your dream?
Yeah. And then finally I want to show that for the not your wine but your big friend, women. You know her?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. A very good friend, Genevieve, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who was on the JCB Live a few weeks ago. We love her.
So she selected and the best women winemaker by Sakura Award this year. So I would like to introduce also Gina, like Gina.
Of course.
Best beautiful winemaker to make one of the best wine all of the world. That I want to make. I want to make a something book or something like that, like Gina, you know, to pattern the lady who makes beautiful wine all over the world.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly. And it is Gina. And many other ladies. And I really believe, Yumi, I have another question. Two more questions. I know you're starving and you have a group of friends with you. I want to thank you for wearing your bee, bee as a jewelry. You're so kind.
I can say that too. I never forget your birthday last September.
Yeah,
50 years old.
Don't remind me.
This is a great birthday. Thank you very much for inviting me and my husband. We were talking about that for the memory and watching so that for the picture and lovely. You are always lovely and your family and everything. So,
well, thank you, Yumi. And what is so important in life is friendship, sharing.
That's right.
You know, and Gina share the same passion. Many women, and I know hundreds inspired by you, who would want to hear the answer to the question I'm going to ask. You've been an inspiration to me. You've made me excited about your passion. And I know many of your passion, but share, what is your passion?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we share the wine forever with a big, big friendship. Cheers. Cheers.
Well, Yumi, you cannot escape so quickly. So describe your passion and what message, whether for our Japanese friends, Asian friends, European friends, American friends, the world in general, what message do you have? And as well, women specifically, because you've been an enormous inspiration for them, would you have? Share that message.
And don't be shy, you know, to show your passion for everyone.
Yes.
And to make a very good wine, we need a passion and patience. Passion and patience.
Very true.
That's so well said. Now, Yumi, last question, because I cannot stop. I would go for hours and hours, as we have together so many times. Tell us the dream you have that hasn't happened yet. Maybe something you dream of that you wish to achieve. If you wish to share it, please do.
Dream? You're talking about dream?
A dream you have that you have not yet accomplished. Which is hard to believe because you've done so much.
Yeah. I would like to make a wine in Napa or Burgundy. My dream.
Wow. Or Burgundy. I love it. So, shall we invite you? You'll make a wine in Napa with the both of us. And you'll make a wine in Burgundy with the both of us. What about that?
Yeah, why not? That might, you know, dream and personal dream. It's personal dream. For public dream, that for the all Japanese enjoy more your wine. That's my public dream.
Thank you so much. And Yumi, is there a secret? Yes. Maybe. Secret. We're not sharing it with anyone. Just us. You've never shared you wish to share. And that's the last question, I promise. Just a little secret. Temperature. JCB, passion. Passion. Club à la Roche. JCB 81. Decanted in the beautiful decanter made out of Japanese beautiful stone you offered us. Is there one secret you want to share? Wild one? It could be crazy.
So we share the sushi again.
I love it. That's a good secret.
I'm waiting. You're coming to Japan for sushi.
You know, anytime you invite us, Yumi, we are coming. And can we thank you so much, Gina,
thank you.
Dylan, Patrick, Jen, my sister Natalie, Jean-Francois, all of us to be part of our family.
And can we thank my staff and all of us that toast for our friendship forever.
And Yumi, I want to leave all the ladies around the world and men for really remembering what you've done. And I think it's so important that I summarized it. Besides all the awards you've gotten, And you're probably in a remote place for many because Japan is the empire of the rising sun. And it's further away than most places. But you've achieved the impossible. Young woman, loving wine, crafting a place in the wine world, inspiring sommelier, creating the Sakura Award, being honored by the highest award in France and in Japan of culture and innovation. And Yumi, you're a true entrepreneur, you're a leader, you're an inspiration. Besides being a friend, you will be a friend tonight to many.
I'm very happy to hear that. So you gave me a lot of energy for me for next step. Thank you.
We believe always in what you do. We're very thankful for who you are. And you meet to friendship forever. We cannot wait now to make a wine in Napa Valley and in Burgundy together.
Yeah. And hear that beautiful laugh with Jean-Charles.
Enjoy your great friends. Have all those bottles of wine to great sushi, great Japanese food, and to umami.